Allstate.com today.
When I opened it up and started reading the letter and then saw the five pages of question after question after question, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry or throw something.
So that was one reaction to the IRS targeting several groups with a conservative bent across this country. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a way to start this week with a couple of scandals already in the bag. And which direction they go, who knows? But I know that your money and my money is going to be spent to get to the bottom of it, perhaps. We also have the Associated Press having their phone records pawed over for 2 months by the Department of Justice. Those actions, you would assume, could be dubbed a massive constitutional breach. However, will they be able to hide behind a little teeny clause? They used a secret subpoena to get those phone records, and the Associated Press was not made aware of it. The reporters and editors specifically targeted, it seems, in this as well. The next step, I think, will be a lawsuit by the AP. The AP's president and CEO, Gary Pruitt, is not happy. This is a massive breach, looking into leaks of classified information by the Justice Department. They're trying to nail who the person is. That's it. They're trying to snuff them out, smoke them out. So what does the Attorney General, Eric Holder, know on this one? Did he just find out the other day heading into the weekend? Because it's always what happens when they ask the AG. Remember Fast and Furious? I am the leader all the way up the chain, but I did not know what was happening there. So did he know anything here? You got to figure 20 separate telephone lines, no notice, digging in to one of our top dogs as far as news gathering, breaking news is concerned. The AP breaks that kind of stuff, right? And they broke a couple of different things, including this. What was it they wanted to find out? Who were they going after? It could be the leak of the information about a terror plot in Yemen last year. Remember that? The AP did a story that reported some details of a CIA operation in Yemen that stopped an Al-Qaeda plot to detonate a bomb on a plane that was going to the United States, which, bravo that they stopped that. They didn't want that leak out there, though. So those phone records correlate with the time that happened from early 2012, and it included phone lines for bureaus that the AP had in Washington, D.C., and New York, and Hartford, Connecticut, and all that kind of stuff, including the line at the House of Representatives. So home phones, cell phones of the individual journalists. And that's not good for the people who are getting the news, because you have to have sources. In Washington, it's who you know. And when you're on the other side of that and you're a journalist, how are you getting your information? Somebody's leaking it to you, and they don't like that. So now you got the CIA director, John Brennan. You remember this case, and I forgot this. I started to think about this. Okay, let's go backwards and think about what happened in Yemen. You got to think about the sensitivity of this. Brennan said earlier this year that he was questioned by FBI agents as part of what happened there, but he was later notified he wasn't a subject of the investigation. Remember that? And also, Eric Holder said that he and the FBI director, Robert Mueller, had both been interviewed by FBI agents as part of the investigations, because they had knowledge of the information that was leaked. So thinking, I guess maybe one of them would be the leak. It doesn't look good. Let's put it that way. It doesn't look good. Not notifying the media organization in advance, unless if they did that, it would be a substantial threat to the integrity of the investigation, which is what they're going to say. So that may be what the shroud of secrecy is about, and they're going to use that. It's flimsy, but that's what they'll do. The Justice Department is pursuing leaks. Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? They've had how many criminal prosecutions? 6 in 5 years, more than any other president. Phone records. A national security reporter from the New York Times. He had his phone, credit card, and bank records subpoenaed. That was part of a Justice Department prosecution of a former CIA officer accused of leaking classified information on Iran's nuclear program. So what's going to happen? It's disturbing. This is a breach of the Constitution, and this comes on the heels of the administration's response to the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi and what I mentioned at the top and what you heard, the pages and pages of information we had to provide, the IRS's targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. They think perhaps they're above the law. I don't know. That they don't have to answer to anyone, that we can bend the laws to fit us when it works and then attack other people for doing the same thing. You know, I want to know more about the secret subpoena. How could you have any kind of justification for that? Because if the government's going after personal private information, especially when we're talking about confidential sources, I want to know what emboldened them to do that. I want to hear the explanation. Because I haven't seen anything like this really in my career that's been this far over the top. I mean, I could point to a lot of other things happening, but this is pretty far over the top. Somebody called it Nixonian. Nixonian. I thought that was brilliant because it is like that. And whistleblowers, beware. We need to know what's going on and how this could happen in the first place, I would say. The Tea Party thing, equally as troubling, perhaps more in another way, especially since a senior official in the administration said, hey, we knew about this in 2011. Well, it was a big deal. We knew this. This is nothing new. So the IRS is humiliated, embarrassed, and needs to throw out a couple of sacrificial lambs. This is obviously a distraction for the White House. And the president came out later in the day and said that he wouldn't tolerate this, and this is not the way we conduct ourselves here in the United States and you know whatnot. But the IRS office in Cincinnati was really nailed for this. I mean, they, in other words, they went after people because that was the clearinghouse. They really nailed people, I should say. But they weren't the only group that did this. So people were asked to provide ridiculous amounts of information. Now, remember in March of 2012, in a congressional testimony, the then IRS commish, Doug Shulman, so the IRS was making it harder for conservative groups, was not making it harder for conservative groups to become tax exempt. He stepped down. Steve Miller, the acting head of the agency, I guess he allowed this to happen. Perhaps. Who knows? They'll get to the bottom of it, maybe, on the Hill. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Has happened in Washington, and maybe everybody's kind of sick of it. It's almost that we get jaded to it, perhaps. But I think this is really some shocking stuff, especially the two I said, the IRS and the AAP. Not that Benghazi isn't equally as creepy, because can't we just say, okay, here's what happened. We messed it up in the beginning and whatever. But instead, there is no coming clean. You know, it's like the person who can't say they're wrong. I always think, what if you had a politician, and we do have some like that, that they can say that here's what's happening, boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, here's what I'm trying to do, here's what didn't work, here's where I screwed up, here's how I messed this up. It's like a cardinal sin, though. You never admit to anything. All plans are soft, and you never admit to anything. So, you know, perhaps we need to elect people who really can do that. They can man up, or woman up, as it might be, but and just say, how hard would that have been those days removed to say, wow, you know, here's what happened. under fire, under pressure, the phone call about the attack, boom, ba, boom. We knew we couldn't get someone there. That's what happened there. Originally, we thought it was over this bogus Prophet Muhammad little film that came out on YouTube, but clearly it was about an assault. But, you know, that's the not wanting to say, hey, the timing of 9/11, the anniversary, we're concerned. We always, always have our guard up. Here's what happened. There's a lot of things that we can't believe this happened. There's a lot of things that are going to come out that are not going to make us look good, and that's the problem. So we're not going to look good, so we're going to figure out a way to cover it up. They must give you the handbook when you grow up, and there's this path, and it's called the politician's path, and it's the road to promises beyond your wildest imagination. But to get there, you have to be skilled in the art of spin. If you can do that, you can turn things around constantly, no matter what it is. This is why we're dealing with this 401c4 groups. So, to be clear, the IRS reviews like 60,000 tax-exempt applications from groups, from charities that range from like charities to labor unions. Some are classified as a 401c4 group after the section of the tax code that makes them tax exempt. So then they, you know this, can collect money from anonymous donors and spend it on advertising. They're able to do that. To get and keep that, they can't endorse a political candidate or a political party. So think of the Tea Party, but think of the enthusiasm of the Tea Party and what happened in 2010. And what that coincided with, the U.S. Supreme Court issuing, of course, this happened before it, the Citizens United decision lifting government limits on corporate spending in federal elections. So was this a way to, was this a clawback measure to what happened there? Heh, we'll show you. This is how we'll get back at you. We're going to tie you up in all this paperwork. You're not going to be able to prove that you should get 501c4 status and be tax exempt. Friday, must see TV. What comes out of it? Who knows? Round and round and round they go. All right, I want to move on to a couple of other quick hits. And by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on cleaning up DC, and who is the ultimate dream politician? Do we even have them anymore? That sounds cynical and jaded because, listen, I'm about optimism. Let's bring it on. Let's get a new crop, and there are some that are twisting in a different direction, and some of them are finding it hard. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So here's the part where I zig and zag in a couple of different directions because there's other things that are interesting, like Tesla. Do you know who Tesla is? The Tesla Auto Group. And, this was a company that people kept hearing about, and they just kind of blew it off. But the Tesla Model 7 will only cost you a mere $70,000. It's an electric car that clearly very few people can afford. But if you look at the Tesla and you compare it to other high-end automobiles, which is so shocking to me, which would be Mercedes, BMW, and Audis, they beat Mercedes and BMW and Audis. It's selling over 4,700 of them. Maybe it's because there's not so many choices. They have one model to choose from. And that's doing pretty well, I guess. The sales for this year, 20,000 to 21,000 is what they're banking on. $70,000. I'm still stuck on that part. What is so great about the supercharged car? That's $70,000. I guess it's pretty quiet. It kind of moves along pretty fast. And, of course, It's electric. But I think comparing it to all these other cars is kind of, the comparison is lame. I just wanted to throw out the fact that I can't believe how many of the cars were sold in the first place. Elon Musk, he's the guy behind Tesla. He just made a cameo appearance in something. Iron Man. He was in one of the Iron, maybe it was the first Iron Man. It's either the first Iron Man or Iron Man 3 that just came out, which, by the way, is busting all records. On the lighter side, on our Friday show, I do a cheap, down-and-dirty movie review, and Iron Man 3 is just killing it at the box office. There's something about the Avengers, the throwback to superheroes that is we all want, I suppose. And the audiences are pretty diverse. So, you know, that makes it, to me, that makes it pretty interesting that you'll see a lot of middle-aged to older women in the Iron Man audiences. Something about Robert Downey Jr. O.J. Simpson, the former football legend, somebody who was on this show at one point years ago, is going to be back in a courtroom, or was back in a courtroom, in Las Vegas, and he's trying to get his robbery, assault, and kidnapping convictions thrown out. He is asking for a new trial. He's arguing that bad legal advice led to his arrest and conviction in a 2007 confrontation with sports memorabilia dealers. Remember, a lot of people thought, oh, that's your comeuppance, that's karma. How strange it was that he went down at the hands of, you know, of a memorabilia dispute. So his old lawyer is Yale Galanter. He accuses him of having a conflict of interest and of failing to mount an effective defense in his trial. He says Galanter told him before the confrontation that he was within his rights to take back his property he believed had been stolen from him, so long as there would be no trespass and no physical force, because that's what happened with O.J. Simpson. In case you don't know the story, he led a group of people into a room at the Palace Station Hotel and casino and used threats and guns and force to take back the things that he wanted from two dealers. And he's saying his lawyer screwed up. His lawyer gave him bad, bad, bad advice. What was so strange was when Simpson was convicted of this, it was October 2008. And wouldn't you know, it came on the anniversary of his acquittal on murder charges and the 94 deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. All right, stay with us on the flip side. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, we're fishing out there. The water's warm, I swear. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Which scandal is the worst of all three?
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every tweet, every email, hard copies of every news article that we were ever mentioned in, and just mounds and mounds of paperwork that it was impossible to comply with.
All right, bury them in paperwork. That's the idea, the IRS scandal. Toby Walker there, that's from the Waco Tea Party. Remember, there's tea parties across the country, chapters and whatnot, just like patriot groups and others. And this is all part of what the Supreme Court brought on. And they should have been granted that status according to what we have in our laws. So the question then becomes, why target the Tea Party? I'm asking all of you, what do you think? Were they trying to jab these groups because of what they were able to accomplish in the midterm elections? Was it just stupid idiots that were on staffs that decided this arbitrarily, that this is what should be done? Or were they trying to discourage anybody with a conservative bent? I can't answer that question. I know what I think to be true, but they were obviously concerned about leaks and got their documents. So the burden is on the government here if they're going after private info. It's on the government to come up with the reason. So the ACLU jumps into the fray here. The use of subpoenas for a bunch of records has a freezing, chilling, terrible effect on journalists and any whistleblowers who want to reveal government wrongdoing, because why are they going to step forward? The Attorney General has to explain the Justice Department's actions to the public so they can make sure that press intimidation is not happening here, which we don't know yet. I mean, this one's going to cost... This is going to cost about 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue without a doubt, because usually they would notify in advance that the government wants phone records, and then they enter into negotiations over the information and all that kind of stuff. But they didn't even do that here. Didn't even do it. So all these details, because the AP had a story, I went back and looked, May 7th, 2012, that had the details of the CIA operation in Yemen to stop a plane bomb plot occurring around the one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. Remember, there was a big concern about that. It was serious. The White House said that they had no credible information that terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda, were plotting attacks in the U.S. to coincide with the anniversary of bin Laden's death. And here it turns out they were really planning something very, very big and sinister. Big and sinister. All right, speaking of sinister, I feel like we got to clean up a couple of stories, because what would this show be? I say it's a cross-section of the talk that we all have over the fence. We're picking up our paper. We still do have those conversations, don't we? You know, there's like a real push to get to know your neighbor. I hope that you know at least one or two neighbors, and I say I hope that because maybe you have a nosy neighbor who can keep an eye out for something that could be happening right under your nose that you have no idea that's going on as far as break-ins or anything like that. That's why it's important. It's important to be neighborly. Why aren't people neighborly anymore? Why is it important to be neighborly? Well, what about the Tsarnaev brothers and what's happened now in Boston in the wake of those Boston Marathon bombings and Tamerlan and all of the controversy of what to do with the body? But the big question there is, what did people know? What did people withhold anything? Did anybody have any idea something was going on? And there is an interesting story that's come out about a police counterintelligence unit of Boston police counterintelligence unit. And check this out. They were pumped full of millions of dollars in Homeland Security grants, and they've been monitoring all kinds of things, including the whole Wall Street demonstration stuff, and tracking Facebook pages and websites and on down the line. So during that time period, they got the second of two warnings from the Russian government about the radical Islamic ties of Tamerlan Tsarnaev. The Boston Police Commissioner, Ed Davis, told a congressional panel last week that his department was never alerted by any federal agency, never, to any of the information about Tsarnaev, but said it was hard to say whether it would have made any difference in preventing the bombing. I think that it would have, but the FBI says it was vague and uncorroborated, and their own assessment at the time produced no derogatory information that justified opening a full-scale investigation. Boy, this is becoming familiar. They miss Tamerlan Tsarnaev, even with the Russians twice saying, look, we think he's radicalized, look at him. But yet they cull through records to cover their backs with what's happened with the Justice Department and the details of that operation in Yemen to stop the plane bomb plot that happened around that one-year anniversary of killing Osama bin Laden. You see a pattern here? So they're monitoring completely lawful activities, right? And then this is happening. And really, I mean, how much money are we blowing on this? Think of this. Collecting intelligence on things related or unrelated to terrorism, talking about First Amendment rights. We see some clear violations here and missed opportunities. Because imagine if they had stopped him. Imagine if they had stopped him. In Boston, bravo for the people, because they're doing rallies. They've got all kinds of rallies. Take back Boston. Because that's exactly what they want to do. They want to take back Boston and try to put this in the rear view mirror. Very hard for the people who lost limbs, thanks to a guy and his brother who write to friends, hey, you look like, who notice him on TV, you look like the Boston Marathon people who are being wanted. LOL. Yeah, that's funny, isn't it? All right, Ariel Castro. Do you know his name by now? Well, there are so many jokes, but they are so sad to see these three brothers lined up. Of course, the two brothers were not tagged with the horrific crimes of Castro. But now more stories are, because you get that shovel and you start digging on the information. So there are now more stories about the fact that he was accused in a sexual assault case. So a decade before being charged with kidnapping, raping, and torturing three Cleveland women, he was the accuser in a sexual assault case involving his daughters. The accusations resulted in the conviction of his ex-wife's second husband, and that is a real secret window into his family relationships, I think. So the FBI had an opportunity, here we go again, FBI, to question Castro about the disappearance of two of the women in the months after their abductions. Castro made accusations against Fernando Colon in 2004, just after 14-year-old Gina De Jesus vanished on her way home from a Cleveland middle school that she went to. So Colon, the head of Ariel Castro's ex-common law, rather wife, says he told two FBI agents 9 years ago to investigate him in connection with the disappearances of Amanda Berry and De Jesus, but that the agents seem uninterested in his tip, and now look what's happened. He's charged with 4 counts of kidnapping, 3 counts of rape for allegedly abducting De Jesus, Berry, and Michelle Knight, and was arraigned, of course, last week. So here we have a pattern, the FBI. The FBI not interested in the tip. And I believe him. I believe that he called. And they fluffed him off as just some idiot. Perhaps it's a domestic thing. Let's push that aside. But if they didn't push it aside, how much sooner would they have found him? Who would they have prevented? I think that story deserves some explanation as to how they were 3 miles from their houses and this happened. Oh, man. Just writing it off. Actually disappeared into the sunset. Giving new hope, whether it's fair or foul, to people who have missing children. All right, it is about the numbers we can count coming up on the flip side.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We can count. Can you? I always try. So, popular psychologist Joyce Brothers, she actually was a guest on America Tonight once. And she was very pleasant. Dead at the age of 85. People forget about her, that whole Dr. Ruth and Joyce Brothers. I mean, she pioneered the whole TV advice gig in the 50s. She had a pretty long career as a syndicated columnist, and she died from respiratory failure in New York City. She gained fame, though, some people wouldn't know, on a game show, and went on to publish 15 books and make some cameo appearances. That was big for her. She had a multimedia kind of career, and she was pretty good at the gaming thing. The $64,000 challenge. And there was actually the $64,000 question. Quiz contestants in their chosen area of expertise. She memorized 20 volumes of boxing encyclopedia. And with that as her subject, she became the only woman and the second person to ever win the show's top prize. She tried her luck on the superseding challenge, the 64,000 challenge, answering every question correctly, earning the distinction as one of the biggest winners in the history of the television quiz shows. She had to later deny any knowledge of cheating, and during a 59 hearing in the quiz show scandal, a producer exonerated her of involvement. So that was pretty big. You forget about that whole thing. Remember, there was even the movie Quiz Show that came on the scene as a result of it. So how about that? She was tweeted all over the place. People were tweeting about her, saying that she had a lot of interesting things to say. Tony Robbins, the motivational guru guy, posted bits of brother's advice on Twitter, saying the best proof of love is trust. That was one of her big sayings, and a couple of other things, too, as well. All right, moving on from Dr. Joyce to numbers of a different sort here. The thing that's sad, I think, about what now is happening in these crowds is these cowardly acts, like the suspect, thank goodness, that was identified in the New Orleans parade shooting. This was a pretty awful thing to, this is a pretty awful thing for those people at that parade to see. 19-year-old guy shot 20 people during this parade in New Orleans. A police superintendent, Serpas, says they were looking for Aiken Scott of New Orleans. They say it's too early to tell whether he was the only shooter, but they're reminding everybody to tell him to turn himself in. To turn himself in. But it just goes to show you how they have to really shake the trees to get something to happen. They even have a $10,000 reward. And they released a pretty blurry surveillance video, which led to a bunch of tips from some people who thought they saw him. All right, if you were thinking of getting a Powerball jackpot ticket just for the heck of it, who knows, maybe you can be a winner, right? Somebody gets to win. You know, it's $350 million. It's the third largest prize ever. No tickets match the winning numbers during Saturday's drawing. So that's why it goes up. The jackpot, big time, $270 in cash. That's an amazing amount of money. Even once you take everything out, still absolutely huge. Remember the last guy who was won a staggering amount for him, and would be for any of us, face it, is the 44-year-old man from New Jersey who won $338 million on March 23rd. That was the fourth largest jackpot in Powerball history. So here we go again, another one. All right, this is a sad story, and it has to do with some people in Colorado, western Colorado, saying a human skeleton was found in a partially buried car belonging to a man who was reported missing 26 years ago. Not all these missing cases end up the way that it did for Amanda Berry and her friends, thank goodness. But this is one of those cases where you just say, wow, really? Missing in 1987. So they reported that somebody found a crashed car below a cliff. The old station wagon was 100 feet off the road. It was partially obscured by rocks that probably washed down over the years, so they had no idea. They actually say that it appears that 65-year-old Reginald Vassey might have committed suicide. Wow, that's rough for the family. They didn't get to make that phone call. We didn't have to make the phone call before, but unfortunately we've identified the remains, and it's really looking that way more and more. Moving from that to I think this story, which is very, very big, but it gets overshadowed by so many other things that are happening. And because I happen to like space flight, and I think we can't do enough for these astronauts, the three-man crew from the International Space Station returns safely. Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield and an American and a Russian landed as planned southeast of the town of Dragaskan at 8:30 in the morning. So they had live footage on NASA TV showing the capsule descending slowly, ever so slowly, by parachute onto the steps under the very, very clear skies. It's pretty cool to see that, I think. The astronauts were pretty chatty as they just, you know, talked it up with former colleagues and whatnot. NASA spokesperson Josh Byerly said by telephone from the landing site that the three were doing very, very, very well. If you like old things, this should really hack you off. Bulldozers are getting ready to destroy the 3,200-year-old Mayan pyramid in Belize. They got they've essentially destroyed one of Belize's largest Mayan pyramids, which survived millennia of storms, rain, and wind, only to succumb to a construction company that wants gravel for the road filled. The head of the Belize Institute of Archaeology says the destruction was detected just last week and only a small portion of the center of the pyramid mound was left standing. Wow. Be kind of wild to actually see that. And people are saying it's one of the worst things they've seen in their life, that we can't salvage what's happened. Instead, they say it's a display of ignorance. Well, I don't know if it's ignorance, but there's definitely a chip missing when it comes to getting a little help from our friends. All right, speaking of space and space exploration, here's our last story. If I said I have a free ticket for you to go to Mars, would you go? Or would you say, nah, I don't think that's for me. Would you pass that ticket on to somebody else? 78,000 people have applied to become Red Planet colonists with a nonprofit organization called Mars One. Since the application process started on April 22nd, they've announced that Tuesday, May 7th, Mars One will aim to land four people on the Red Planet in 2013, as they talk about a permanent colony with more astronauts arriving 2 years after that. What would it be like to be housed on Mars? You know, you see the pictures of Mars, and I have to think it'd be on that colony. It would be a little strange. It takes a certain kind of person to want to do that, I think, in the first place.
Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.